Okay, at this time, but Anthony Johnson of Macomb, Mississippi, who serves as the Dinwiddie Street Church of Christ at Dinwiddie Street, Macomb, Mississippi. And tonight he's going to bring us a word from the Lord. So at this time, Brother Anthony Johnson. Okay, Brother Johnson.
For the leadership for putting such a wonderful gospel meeting on. And we're coming tonight and we're looking at Revelation chapter 14 and verse number 13. We're talking about being in the right place. And all of us as people need to be in the right place before that time comes. Genesis is the book of the beginning, but I believe that Revelation is the book of ending. I believe that through the book of Revelation that God's people have been encouraged, that God's people have been encouraged to be faithful unto death, that we have victory. As long as we're with the Lamb, we have victory in Christ Jesus. But let's begin. The Bible says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, save the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Tonight, again, I want to talk about being in the right place. And I have a question that I want to pose this evening. Why be in the right place? Every person in life needs to be in the right place. Every person in life, we're going to meet our death. We don't know when. We don't know how, but there's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, it's the judgment. We all are going to leave this earth, and before we leave this earth, we want to make sure that we are in the right place. The writer says, I heard a voice from heaven, and that's so important, to hear a voice from heaven. I know in Psalm 119, in verse 89, the Bible says, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. God's word has been settled. You can't change it. You can't redo it. You can't make it over. God's word is settled in heaven. And my question is this evening, why be in the Lord? And I just have a few things I want to share with you this evening as far as why be in the Lord. We find in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, Paul said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I want to be where there's no condemnation. There's no condemnation to them in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us in a book that we are so familiar with, we hear it all the time, John 3 and verse 16. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It tells us, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Why be in the Lord? Why be in Christ? Because there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ. Why be in Christ? I'm in Christ. We ought to be in Christ to have life. We find that in Colossians 1 and verse 3. We find this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. We encourage you to write these scriptures down and go back and read them for yourself. Ephesians 5, verse 8 says, for you were sometime darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. I want to be in the Lord. I want to be where there is no condemnation. I want to be what light is. I know that I can't make it and you can't make it by walking in darkness. I want to be what salvation is. The Bible let us know in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, therefore I do all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. There's no salvation outside of Christ. There's no salvation apart from Christ. We have to be in Christ Jesus. By being in Christ Jesus, we are in the right place. And just like John says in Revelation, and I saw the dead, and blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. In the Lord, we can't be condemned if we stay with him. In the Lord, we are not in darkness, we're in the light. In the Lord, we have salvation. In the Lord, we have hope. Colossians 1 and verse 5, Romans 15 and 4. In Christ, we have peace. I want to be with the one who will give us peace. I want to be with the one that peace is in him. I want to be with Jesus. The world, we're going to have tribulation. But we ought to be of cheer. Jesus says, I have overcome the world. I want to be with Jesus. And being with Jesus is the right place to be. Why be in Jesus? To have the promise. We find in Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, Paul says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, that ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given unto me. Paul says, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery of that hidden truth. What did you do with Paul? Paul says, as I wrote in few words. Why did you write it down, Paul? Keep reading the Bible. Paul says, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. He said, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Why did you write it, Paul? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. I want to be connected with the promise of God. I want to be able to be blessed, because the Hebrew writer said, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. And that word blessed in other translations, it carries the idea of happy. I just do believe that some folk are not going to be happy during that time, because happiness is only to those that are in Christ Jesus. Why do I want to be in Christ? I want to receive the promises. I want to receive the blessings. Why do you want to be in Christ? I want to have eternal life. Why do you want to have eternal life? I want what God has said that we can have. 1 John chapter 5, beginning at verse 11. John says, for this is the record of the message of testimony that God have given to us eternal life, and that this life is in his Son. Where is eternal life here? Eternal life is in his Son. I want to be in his Son, because the Bible says, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. I want to be with his Son. I want to be in his Son, because I know that eternal life is in his Son. He that have the Son have life. He that have not the Son of God have not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And that life that we know that we can have, that life is in Christ Jesus. And I would hate for anyone to go through life not knowing how to get in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 26, Paul says, in Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 26, he said, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You're children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. I want to be with Christ. I want to put on Christ. I want to put on the Christ because Christ is the one that shows us the way. Christ is the one that tells us what to do. God said in Matthew 7:5, this is my beloved Son, in whom I well please. God said, hear ye him. God gave him words from heaven. And we know that God's word is settled. It's settled in heaven. We can't change it. We can't do it again. It's settled in heaven. In Romans chapter 6 and verse number 3, the Bible says, look at what Paul says again. He says, know ye not that so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Don't let anyone tell you that baptism is not important. Baptism is important. And being in Christ is being in the right place. Here Paul says, know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. I want you to know that we need to be in the right place. I want you to know that we don't need to be outside of Christ. I want you to know that salvation is in Christ. I want you to know that there's no condemnation that are in Christ. I want you to know that there's hope that's in Christ. I want you to know that everything that we need is in Christ Jesus. I want you to know that according to the Bible, I want to encourage us by looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and begin at verse number 13. Let me share this with you. It said, but I would not have you ignorant brethren concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. When you are outside of Christ, when you're not in the body of Christ, when you're not in Christ where there's no condemnation, people don't have any hope. As long as you are outside of Christ, there's no hope. But Paul said, I want you to worry about those that are asleep as though you have no hope. He said, for I believe that Christ died and he rose again, even so also which sleep in Christ will God bring with him. God is going to bring with him who? Those who are asleep in Christ. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord, and shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. I want to be in the right place. I want to be in Christ. I want to be in the church of Christ. I want to be where there is no condemnation. I want to be where light is. I want to be where salvation is. I want to be where hope is. I want to be where peace is. I want to be where the promises are. I want to be where the blessing now is. I want to believe what eternal life is, and that eternal life is in Christ Jesus. I want to be where the dead will rise first. I want to be in Christ. I want to be in the church of Christ. And there's not but one church that we can read about in the Bible. I know that there are a lot of people that don't want to hear such thing, but that's all that we can read about in the Bible. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to be in Christ. I want to be in the church. I want to be where there is to those that are in Christ Jesus. I want to be where light is. I want to be where salvation is. I want to be where hope is. I want to be where peace is. I want to be where the promises are. I want to be where we are blessed. I want to be where eternal life is. And all of this is in Christ Jesus. My friend, you need to be in Christ. Being in Christ is the right place where you ought to be. Being in the church of Christ is the right place where you ought to be. To be what salvation is in Christ, you are where you ought to be. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. We are where we need to be. My friend, the Bible is right. My friend, the Bible would guide us in the right way. My friend, the Bible is true. My friend, the Bible would tell us what's right. Jesus says, I am the way, I'm the truth, and I am the life. He said, no man coming to the Father but by me. Or we're not going to get to the Father. No other way. Because Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. And I want to share something with you in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 10. Paul says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive things done in his body, according to that he have done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. My friend, we all are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And I want to make sure that we're all in the right place. The Bible lets us know that in verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I want to be in Christ because I want to be new. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We find in this chapter that God reconciled us through Christ Jesus. And I want to share one more thing with you here. Is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 21. The Bible says, for he have made him, God have made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin. Why did God do that? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I want to be in the right place. I want to be made the righteousness of God in him. When we are baptized, we put on Christ. When we put on Christ, God don't see us, but he see Christ. He see what Christ have done for us. He see that Christ sheds his blood. He see that Christ endured the cross, that Christ endured them beating him, that he suffered and he did many things. But I want you to know that Christ didn't have any sin, but he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I want to be in the right place, my friend. I want everybody to be in the right place. The Bible is right, and we must preach the same thing. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't need to be baptized. Don't let anybody tell you that any church would do. Don't let anybody tell you that you can worship the way you want to worship. Don't let everybody tell you that you can live the way that you want to live. Because the Bible tells us, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, John says, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, says Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their work do follow them. We can't be in Christ and live in any kind of way. We can't be in Christ and doing what we want to do. We got to live according to his will. We got to be in the right place. That's not for one church. If you in someone else's church, you're not in the right place. If you're in a church that you're going to read about in the Bible, you're not in the right place. If you're not in Christ, you're going to be condemned. If you're not in Christ, you don't have the light. If you're not in Christ, you don't have salvation. Because salvation is only in Christ. My friend, the Bible is right. And we encourage you to look at those scriptures. We encourage you to go back over those scriptures. If you have any questions concerning the things that have been taught tonight, feel free to contact us. And I just thank you so much, Brother Brooks, and those who are taking part in such leadership positions. Thank you so much, and I return the program back over to you.